Many people think that our gospel this morning is about wealth, and it is about that, but it is just as importantly about poor people and about what we call sins of omission. Jesus speaks to us about wealth, never directly. He doesn't sit down and point wealthy people out and say, "You are bad." But he does point out in the scriptures that it is difficult to go to heaven if you are wealthy. He gives the example of a camel fitting through the eye of a needle. That's how difficult it is for a rich person to go to heaven. And yet, it's hard to figure out, well, what do we consider rich, right? What do you consider wealthy? Most of us probably sit here today and think, well, I'm not that rich guy, so I'm good, right? But if you look at our relative richness compared to many people in the world, brothers and sisters, most of you sitting here today would be considered rich. Doesn't mean that we're not going to heaven. It's what we do with it. We've been reflecting this past month on stewardship and what God is asking us to do with the gifts He has given us. Certainly, we should fulfill our civil responsibilities and our church responsibilities, our responsibilities to our families. But to build up wealth for the sake of security is something that Jesus frowns upon. And the tendency is that we tend to build up wealth and then neglect those who truly need it. You recognize this rich man in the gospel today, neglecting this man Lazarus, who's sitting outside his door. And don't confuse this Lazarus with the Lazarus that Jesus raised from the dead. Two different guys. And interestingly, the rich man isn't, we don't hear that he's a murderer. We don't hear that he's cheated on his wife. All we hear about this rich man that he's done wrong is simply neglect the poor guy outside his door. Some of you might be aware, especially if you live in the area, that there's a small group of people who live under the bridge over here at the big ditch. And you'll often see them getting on their bike or hauling it up from underneath the bridge. And there's a woman who walks up and down and maple here, and she lives under the bridge. I've met her before. I was very impressed by one of our parishioners who, though not wealthy himself, he saved up enough money to go down to the local hotel and during the winter purchase for her a week of stay at that hotel for when it got cold. That's the kind of thing I think Jesus is asking us to do with our wealth, whether it's true wealth or relative wealth. This man, not wealthy himself, a small house and very humble surroundings, yet gave that gift to somebody who had less than he did. We must be aware of the poor. I'm very proud of many of you who contribute and participate in the work of Christ the King Cares. Every week we help out people in our parish boundaries, some parishioners, some not parishioners, and we help them with their needs. I'm very proud of the committee who they go out and visit them in their homes to see what their situation's like. They meet regularly to discuss those needs and how they can do better. Lastly, Jesus gives us a teaching on what we call sins of omission. Many of us are familiar with a sin of commission. A sin of commission is when I get angry. And so I sit in my house in my chair and I'm thinking how angry I am and how much I want revenge. And so I plot out in my head what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down to the basement. I'm going to break into Father Michael's gun locker. I'm going to get the biggest shotgun I can. And then I'm going to go take out that person who made me angry. I would never do that. I don't even like guns. But that would be a sin of commission. It's thought out. It's positively acted upon. But there is another kind of sin that it can be just as dangerous for us, and that is the sin of omission. When there is a good that should be done and I neglect to do it, I ignore it. I make excuses. This woman who walks up and down Maple, for probably the first 2 years I was here, I always had some excuse to not stop and talk to her and help her out. And some of them were fairly valid, running down to the hospital to anoint somebody who's dying. I figure that's pretty important. But this past year, one day I was getting gas down here at Quick Trip, and she was sitting out on the street, and I finally realized, Father, you're out of excuses. And so I was able to go over and talk to her, learn her name, and give her some help. I'd been neglecting that, not making a point to do a good thing that I could and should do that was right in front of me. How many of us do the same thing? And if you want to know what's at stake in a sin of omission, just look at the gospel today. Again, this rich man, he didn't do any terrible things. All he did was neglect the poor man outside his door. And where did he go? To a place of torment. And the poor man who received the hard things in this life went to heaven. Brothers and sisters, what is the good that's right in front of you that you ignore, that you are hesitant to act upon? Do you recognize your relative wealth? And do you assist the poor? As we close this weekend our annual stewardship renewal, I ask you to reflect on these things and how you are using the gifts of God to benefit those who have less than you do.